My dearly beloved in Christ, today we have in the gospel the story of one of three persons recorded that our Lord raised from the dead. And what's interesting about this particular case is that no one had asked our Lord for this miracle, but he did it because of his compassion for this poor woman who was a widow and now had lost her only son. And we are not told how old was the son. Some believe a teenager or a young adult, because our Lord, in raising the boy to life, said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." So what was the grief of this poor woman who again had lost her husband and now her only son? Our Lord had compassion upon her and restored the son to his mother. This gospel reminds us of death, something we should reflect upon, because death is inevitable. And we will all die one day, whether young or old, or in between. We will leave this world. And you feel sorry for these poor worldlings who are so preoccupied with their home, their material possessions. They shall leave them one day. Someone else will take them over, and the soul will go into eternity. But what about the body? Let's speak a little bit about the rite of Christian burial and the reverence due to the dead and to their mortal remains. We have it as one of the corporal works of mercy to bury the dead. And that means not only providing for the burial, but attending funerals, offering our condolences to the grieved family, and again, remembering the faithful departed as well in our prayers. Now, there is today, and there has been for the past couple of hundred years, an emphasis on cremation as a disposal of the mortal remains. And it is important that we from time to time speak about this so that we have a thoroughly Catholic understanding of how repugnant that practice is and what the Church teaches, because the Church has strongly condemned the practice. And if you go back in history, you find out that cremation was rarely ever practiced, to some degree by the Romans. But even then, it was more for the nobility, because the poor couldn't afford the funeral pyre that would be prepared. You go back into the Old Testament, we find many instances of earth burial. And one that is particularly striking is found in the book of Tobias. Now, Tobias was a very devout Israelite who lived at the time of the Assyrian captivity. And for part of that time, in that captivity, the king had forbidden the Israelites to be buried. And in his religious concern for their remains, he would take the bodies of those who died, conceal them in his home during the day, and then bury them at night. And if you know the story, the archangel Raphael appeared and brought many, many blessings to him and his family. But the angel said that God blessed him because of what he did for the dead, burying the dead, taking care of their mortal remains. That's a very interesting story. Now, we also need to understand that the Church teaches that it is not intrinsically evil to destroy the body through fire, by cremation, to destroy the remains. It is forbidden by the Church in her laws, but is not intrinsically evil, which means it could be permitted by the Church, for example, during an epidemic, pestilence, a plague. But I'm not aware that the Church has actually ever done that. But the current law of the Church is that it is forbidden so strongly that if a Catholic were to put it in his will that he wanted his remains to be cremated, he could not be given the last sacraments. He could not be given a Catholic burial. He could not be buried in consecrated ground. That's how severe is the church teaching forbidding cremation. And why? Because cremation started in modern times about the year 1800, and especially has been promoted over the last 50 to 100 years. And it was started by freethinkers, non-Catholics who hated the church, and by promoting this, wanted to mock the doctrine of the resurrection of the body. So we say in the creed every day, I believe in the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. But the enemies of the church again promoted cremation as if to say, now, how is God going to raise these remains to life? But we know that God is almighty, and he can take all of the elements that once constituted the body that was destroyed by cremation and reconstitute that body, and in fact, he will do so. So it was done to, again, to mock Catholic belief in the future life and the resurrection of the body, done by atheists, freethinkers, Freemasons who promote it. But the other reason why it is condemned by the church is because it is contrary to the respect, indeed reverence, owed to the body. We read in the Bible that we have been created in the image and likeness of God. Now that image and likeness are principally found in the soul, but the body also reflects God in that, even though God is a pure spirit, that the body is so wonderfully made. All the different organs working together to sustain our life. There's such a beautiful order, and God is the author of order. So even with the body, we can see a reflection of God in his beauty and his wisdom and his orderliness. But also, the body is sanctified by baptism. Our body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. The body has been anointed twice at baptism, once at confirmation, and for those who do not die suddenly and are able to receive that sacrament, extreme unction, the last anointing. And in addition, a priest is anointed at his ordination. So the anointings of the body indicate its sacred character. And even more than that is the fact that we receive on our tongue the body and blood of Christ in Holy Communion. We consume the Blessed Sacrament. He comes into our body. And our body, during that time that the real presence is there, is like the tabernacle, the dwelling of our divine Lord. So the body then is sacred. Again, it is the temple of the Holy Ghost and must be treated with respect. We have the beautiful Catholic funeral rites, the different Gregorian chants, the different ceremonies. The cemetery here and at Mount St. Michael has been consecrated. The ground is holy. It has been blessed and consecrated. And it is the desire, should be the desire of every Catholic, to have a proper funeral with the full Catholic rites and to be laid to rest in consecrated ground. Now, think about for a moment a farmer or a gardener who plants seeds in the ground. Even though those seeds are planted in the ground, they're not destroyed. They don't decay. They produce fruit. They grow up and are harvested to supply our nourishment. Well, in a similar way, the mortal remains of our bodies when we die are laid to rest in a grave, and they will rise up glorious and immortal on the last day. The body resurrected to be reunited to the soul, with the soul, to spend eternity either with God or, God forbid, separated from him. But the bodies of all who have ever lived will rise. So let us reject the world, the false teachings of the world, and always maintain that respect for the mortal remains. We put together a booklet called Cremation, and I put a few copies in the vestibule, but if we run out, which is likely to be the case, and you want a copy, let me know, and we can provide that. It lays out the Catholic teaching. Think about our Lord. After he died on the cross, he was carefully laid in a tomb, and the holy women went there early in the morning on Easter Sunday because they couldn't go on the Sabbath. And they had not had time to adequately anoint the precious remains of our Lord. So they went to the tomb and they were favored with the news of his resurrection and to see him before the apostles risen from the dead. Let us always treat the mortal remains with the reverence due to them and reject the false teachings of the world, and especially let us remember to prepare well for that moment when we too shall leave this life and enter eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.